You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, do you have any kind of weird pain going on right now? If you don't, you're very fortunate.
I usually don't. And, you know, Dom and I were talking about this yesterday. I said, no, I don't have any pain right now. He's like, oh, well, everyone except Jeremy has pain. You know, he was giving me crap.
I sounded just like that,
you
too.
Did. You're like, oh, okay, nice to be you. So last night, right before bed, I wandered into the bathroom and I was going through the medicine cabinet because we've got some of that, what's the weed oil? The cannabis oil or whatever? The whatever it's called.
CBG?
Yeah. CBG? D.
CBD?
CBD oil.
ABCDEFG?
It's the pot weed oil. And I am hurting really bad in the crease of my arm. Like if you look at your elbow, go all the way through your arm into the crease. In the crease of my arm, in my left arm, is killing me, and I have no idea why.
How does a crease hurt?
I don't know. The crease hurts. So I was rubbing that pot weed oil all over my arm, and it feels a little bit better this morning. But it's in the crease and then kind of down in. So I don't know what I did between yesterday, between... This is my left arm. So, I got pain. I got pain for days right now, Dom. My crease.
What I always find funny is the way people describe how they hurt themselves. It's the how they did it that can be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, I was on a long stretch. No pain, everything good. And then I was sitting in bed and I reached back to the nightstand, which was actually a little behind me.
Okay.
And I reached back real fast to pick something up. So it was taking that arm and throwing it back, and I did something to my shoulder, and I didn't think much of it. Because at the time I was just like, dang, that hurt. I don't know what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, it's not a big deal. Well, I'll tell you what, dude, it's been about 3 months now.
I've noticed.
It's getting worse.
You rub your shoulder a lot. When we're not on the air, I see Dom rubbing it, and he's like, twisting it around and around, and he gets up and walks around. And
yeah, it's bad.
It looks really painful.
My son was a baseball pitcher, and he had rotator cuff surgery, and he gave me some nightmare stories about that. And then, guy used to be our engineer at the radio station. Now lives down in the Dallas area, and I'm Facebook friends with both him and his wife, and he said something to me about her because she had posted on Facebook about having shoulder surgery. So I said something to Barry. I was like, hey, I want Susan to maybe give me a heads up, like what's going on. And she wrote me this long email that explained everything about the recovery and how many months it will be. Recovery.
Well, you're going to realize how much you use your shoulder in those months too, with all the little things,
man. Her email was talking about how good it finally felt to finally again be able to use two hands to pull her pants up. You don't think about stuff like that.
You don't.
It's like, imagine if every day you had to put your jeans on with one hand.
Now I have this visual of you struggling to put your pants on.
Yeah, try putting jeans on with one hand.
I don't want to do that. Yeah.
You don't think about that.
You don't. Or putting a shirt on, like getting your arm up and through the shirt.
I went for one of my walks yesterday, and it was a sunny day and stuff like that, and I took my shirt off for a while because I've got the big farmer's tan just like you, but I wanted to get more of the rest of my... But when I went to put that shirt back on, I wasn't thinking, threw my arm up, and on the side of the road, I collapsed and was just down on one knee. And every once in a while, a car would drive by. I live out in the boonies, but
kids
a car would drive by.
You.
And I was just sitting there going,
Mommy, what's with that sad naked man on the side of the road? You probably look like a tweaker or something laying there on the ground with no shirt on, flailing on the ground.
But we thought it would be interesting to ask... Where do you hurt right now?
Come on. We've all got pain.
I would even be up for doing a turbo pole.
What's your pain?
where we open up the phones and we go through real fast, and everyone has to tell us where it hurts right now.
This is the most simple thing you're going to do all day.
It's the dumbest thing we've done in a while.
Tell us where you hurt.
But I think we should open up the phones, and everyone's got to call and tell us exactly where they hurt right now. It'll be fast. Boom.
Boom, boom, boom. And bonus points if somebody calls in and says their coccyx hurts. All right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mario Turbo. God, Facebook is exploding with hurt people.
Give me a couple.
Well...
What?
There's a lot on here that say menopause. Does that count? Does that hurt? I'm not familiar, but I thought I'd give it a shout out. Menopause.
Okay.
There you go.
I think we were looking for physical pain.
I know,
maybe,
but I don't know.
Maybe that, like, we want to know a part of your body that
I don't
hurts.
Know about that one. Okay, so Mike says I have an out of place rib on my left side. Let me tell you what. Somebody hurt their pinky toe by kicking the side of a pool. Kathy says my knee is jacked, something with a workout, and then somebody's sciatica is hurting.
Oh, I've had that.
Oh, and then Fred just popped up. He says my buttocks hurts because I'm on a road trip to Seattle.
You know, going back to the ribs, Julie wrote into us that I cracked two ribs playing softball. I used to think that people who complained about cracked ribs were wimps, but it hurts to sneeze, to laugh, to cough, and to lay down. I sleep sitting up in a chair. I will never make fun of those people again. Yeah, I cracked some ribs skiing one time.
I cracked them when I fell on the driveway shoveling.
Yes.
Remember that? It's the worst pain ever.
Pain, man. Phones. Danielle, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What hurts?
I ran my foot to a wooden bridge.
A what?
Say that again. You cut out.
I ran my forearm into a wooden bridge. I have splinters.
Why'd you
How
do
did
that?
You do that?
Running or something?
Well, I was trying to be cool and ride my bike to work.
And ran into a bridge?
And you hit a bridge?
I ran into a bridge.
Danielle, stick with your car.
Right.
Or just quit your job.
Right.
Well, that sounds horrible.
I'm glad you called us, and I hope you feel better soon.
I hope the bridge is okay.
Yeah.
Dad joke.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Hey, solid dad joke.
Danielle, be safe. See Derek, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's popping?
Hey, it's you,
hey,
Derek.
What hurts? Okay, thanks for being on the show.
The phone call is pretty painful.
Logan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
You're Logan?
I am. I know. I got a boy name, but I am a beautiful girl.
Beautiful girl. What hurts?
My back, my head. I take care of children for a living, and oh my goodness, this can the summer end yet, right?
You're a mess.
Sure am.
Are you popping ibuprofen all day?
Every hour.
Pretty much. You gotta be when you're picking up babies who are crying.
I don't want to pick up babies that are crying. I put those babies down.
Especially, you know, Logan, other people's babies. That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
She's watching other people's kids.
Hope
you feel better soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. By the way, quick note to the couple of people who have written in saying, Dom, try PT first. Listen, you're starting to sound just like our insurance company here, because they won't do anything until you do 6 weeks of physical therapy.
Well, have you tried it?
Well, first of all, I can't lift my shoulder, so what I'm going to be... There is damage in there. There's no doubt after 3 months, this is damage. This is not going and doing some exercises.
Sounds like you got a little bone-on-bone action going on.
I don't know. Yeah, but, you know, I just know that our insurance company's going to say, we're not going to even pay for an MRI until you go do 7 years of physical therapy.
Well, you should
try it. I think they got some sort of scam going with the physical therapy
industry. You might
have
just pulled something really bad, and you could do some light weights, you know, up and down, left and right, or whatever.
Hmm.
Can't they just shoot you with something?
Or just shoot me, period.